Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
President Trump visits Arizona today to tour a factory making N95 masks as the White House pushes back against an internal government report projecting that deaths from the coronavirus could more than double in the next month to around 3,000 a day.
That increase could come if states reopen too soon, which brings us to Texas, where some businesses were allowed to reopen at partial capacity last Friday. And in the days since, officials have reported record numbers of new cases. Joining us now is Samuel King, reporter with KUT in Austin. Samuel, what do health officials think is behind the increase in cases there?
Well, one factor is just simply the state is doing more testing. I know, Jeremy, that people have talked about how Texas is ranked relatively low per capita throughout this outbreak. Those numbers are starting to change and go up. So you are seeing a lot more testing happening all over the state. So that's one factor for this. And health experts say as you sort of open up sections of the economy, you have more of a risk for cases as there's more interpersonal contact. And some of the places that are concerning for health officials are outbreaks and sort of meat packing plants up in the panhandle, nursing homes across the state, and increasing concern about issues inside state prisons.
And which businesses were allowed to reopen last week, and were a lot of people out?
Businesses opened like malls, retail stores, a 25% capacity, those stores that have been closed before with social distancing, dine-in restaurants, limit to six per party, movie theaters can reopen, although a lot didn't, as well as museums and libraries. And in terms of how many people were out, it sort of depended on where you were. Some parts of the state did see crowds, especially going to places like beaches that have reopened and some restaurants. Well, a lot of people are still holding back, just waiting to see what happens. But definitely an increase in activity as opposed to what was there before the state opened up some of those businesses that were allowed to reopen.
And the allowed to reopen part came from the governor of Texas. Are cities across the state on the same page as the governor when it comes to the timeline for reopening?
A lot of the largest cities and counties in the state, their elected officials were waiting for a slower timeline. They were sort of looking at these same steps that the governor had put out, but they felt it might have been a week or two too early. But the governor's order in Texas, at least, does override, supersede, if you will, their orders. And that includes mask orders that were in effect in places like Houston and here in Austin, where there were fines and penalties if you didn't wear a mask in public places. The governor has said there can not be any penalties. But Austin, for instance, recently, and in their new orders, they say they are still calling for masks to be worn, although they can't issue any fines or penalties for it. Just because, Jeremy, their health officials are worried that you get more people out interacting, that's naturally going to lead to an increase in cases.
And just a few seconds here, but the governor is expected to make an announcement today about the state's response to the virus. Do you think he's going to change any of the plans because of the rising cases?
Well, what the big cities are hoping for is maybe giving them some discretion on whether to pull back some of these restrictions. We'll see if that happens. Also, in the second phase of it, they're talk about sort of bars, gyms, barbershops, things like that. And we'll see if the governor is going to announce that today as well.
That is Samuel King at KUT in Austin. Thank you.